Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details. Scorpions Audio.
We look good, right?
Yeah, we look good.
You have to look good.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm out in the public. You know, you got.
What do you mean you're not in the public? Were you in Brooklyn doing a show?
No, I'm saying I'm out in the public. I got to look good.
I thought you said you're not in the public.
No, shit. I'm out in the public all the time. People want to see me, you know? They just want to see me. Even if I'm not even performing, they just line up to see me.
And see you and hear you. Taste you, know you like? And you
know,
see you.
Yeah, you know, I'm like Tom Thumb. You remember when
who? Tom Thumb.
Remember yeah. when you know?
Oh, great reference.
Yeah, when P.T. Barnum. You know, he had the
P.T. Barnum. Tom Thumb.
Oh, he had Tom Thumb. You know, little guy Tom Thumb. He dressed him up in you know a military uniform, and people yeah. just line up. People love to see Tom Thumb. They just wanted to see him. He didn't have to do it. He didn't have to tell jokes into a microphone. That's kind of my thing right now. I'm kind of the 2022 Tom Thumb.
Yeah, and what's interesting about that is nobody knows what you're talking about. I do. There's a certain generation.
I think I explained it pretty well. P.T. Sure. Barnum. Everybody knows P.T. Barnum.
But you didn't explain Tom Thumb and his size.
Well, he's a little guy. He's probably about a foot and a half tall, Tom Thumb.
Yeah.
Tiny little guy. And all folks just wanted to see him. I'm going to look up how tall was Tom Thumb.
How tall was Tom Thumb?
All right. You want to make a guess?
Yeah, I do.
All right.
You ready?
Yeah.
16 inches.
Yeah. That's what you want it to be. You want it to be 16 inches.
If it's over 2 feet, then forget it.
You're going to be so disappointed when you find out
is
how
it
tall
Tom
Thumb
is. 3 foot two?
3 foot four. I mean, practically
fuck off.
A
fuck off,
practically
Tom
a full grown man, Tom Thumb.
Shut up, Tom.
Fuck like, you, I mean, Tom Thumb. What the hell?
I get down there and I'm like, I get down there to the, I assume it's like at a square, a village square.
Sure, whatever it is.
And everyone's gathered around. I'm like, where is he going to be beside the small man?
Right.
Is Tom Thumb going to show? No, that is Tom Thumb.
What do you mean
what?
That's Tom Thumb?
Get out of here.
Grown man.
Get out of my face.
I take shits that size. I take a 3 foot four shit.
I wanted to put him in the palm of my hand.
Of course
and,
you
and
did.
Walk,
that's what you wanted to do.
I wanted to look at his little clothes.
Yes.
Little vest all tied up.
Charles Sherwood Stratton, better known by his stage name General Tom Thumb.
General?
Yeah, well, they made him a general. Debatable. He would never had it.
I demote him.
3'4". That's just ridiculous. That's gigantic compared to what I wanted him to be. Well, there was another guy. There was another guy named Commander Nutt.
Oh, well, that's better.
Yeah, much better. George Washington Morrison Nutt. Better known by his stage name Commodore Nutt, also an entertainer associated with P.T. Barnum, guess how tall he was?
Well, now you've spoiled me. 3 foot eight.
3 foot seven. I mean, what the hell is going on here?
What a bunch of assholes.
Just assholes left and right. Everywhere
this really bothers me. Who is the, was it White, the mouse in the city, in New York City? The little mouse.
In
the city.
E.B. White, you know, mouse.
You know, he's flying around. Sidney the mouse. No, it's not Sidney.
I don't know what I'm talking about. I don't know the flying mouse. I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
No, he's a mouse in the city, in New York City.
Stuart Little?
Stuart Little.
Oh, sure, Stuart Little.
So that's the guy that you can put a little vest on.
That's
him.
What you want. That's what you want. You want a mouse-sized man, and no bigger.
Yeah. You want him sleeping in a matchbox. Anybody who's not sleeping in a matchbox, I'm not coming down to the town square for you.
It could be an oversized matchbox. It could be like a matchbox for big candles, but It's got to still be a regular Matchbox.
No, it's got to be a Matchbox. It could be. I'd even go like, you know, those, yeah, like you say, those long candles.
Yeah, the long ones, the long matches.
The holidays, sure. People bring those out.
It
sure.
can be that size, fine.
You can sleep in it.
You want to stretch the truth a little? That's as far as you can stretch the truth. But don't call him General Tom Thumb if he's not the size of a thumb.
Yeah, that's just terrible. That's terrible business.
That's why P.T. Barnum says a sucker's born every minute, and he's right. God, the guy was right. 3 foot.
Yeah,
four.
Because they're going like, but he's 3 foot four. He's like, don't worry. I'm P.T. Barnum, and they'll come. The people will come because they want to see a thing.
Big furniture, that's all. We'll just put him next to big furniture.
It's fine. Those suckers.
Suckers born every minute. Tom, I have to start today with... and I don't feel great about this. I really don't feel great about this.
I thought we'd already started, but okay.
Well, we did, but there's something I got to get off my chest as we get into this. Now, you know me. You know me.
I know you.
Not a particularly religious guy, you know, not a worshiper of any kind, one way or the other, and not even of the Christian faith. Not a Catholic by any sense of the word. You are, however, and so you know the power of the confession. And I feel like I have a confession to make. Mm-hmm. And this is it really gives me no joy at all to confess this. But you recall, now this is episodes and episodes ago. We reviewed Skinny Pop, right?
Yes.
Skinny Pop popcorn. And I feel like I was pretty hard on Skinny Pop popcorn. You know, I said, oh, this is just tasteless. What am I going to want with this tasteless, dumb popcorn? You know, this is just tasteless, dumb popcorn. What do I want with this? I'm never going to reach for this, you know?
Yeah.
I didn't rate it very highly. Now, I have not been eating Skinny Pop popcorn on the side. Now, that's not what this confession is, but it's not so far from the truth.
All right.
Lately, and when I say lately, I mean over the last several weeks, and this has become a nightly thing for me. I've been taking out my Wesson cooking oil, okay, and a plastic tub of Orville Redenbacher popping corn. Making myself popcorn at night, salting it, and that's it. That's the whole snack. Very, very bland. Not so dissimilar from Skinny Pop popcorn. I've been eating it by the handful, Tom.
You're not putting any butter in?
No. I've been eating it as a low-cal, just munchy snack. You know, and what am I doing? You know, I'm out here basically replicating Skinny Pop every night by myself, you know, shoving handfuls of the goddamn stuff into my fat yob and then turning around and rating Skinny Pop pretty low. I feel terrible about it.
Well, as your therapist, let me say a couple of things.
You're my confessor. You're not my therapist.
I'm your therapist, too.
Well. I mean, you have 2 degrees. Yes, you have a divinity degree, and you have a degree in social work and psychology.
First off, I have 3 degrees.
I understand.
So I think that you did not rate Skinny Pop maliciously. We know what we know in the time when we know it.
I played it and straight at the time.
Yeah. So that's why I'm letting you off the hook here a little bit. You played it straight. And then you got educated. This is what happens in the snack game. You know, you think one thing, and then you revisit one thing. Maybe your tastes evolve. Maybe things change. Maybe you just get smacked with education. And you may have gotten smacked with education. Now you're like, you know what? I was too hard on Skinny Pop. They were trying to do the very thing. But here's the thing about that. I still don't go over to their aisle.
I get it.
I know what you're doing. You're capitalizing on people who want to be healthy, and that's clearly what you're doing because you're not putting butter on your popcorn.
That's right. Right.
And I would hang up on you, but I'm not gonna because there's a lot of people who want to look at us. And so, to me, you didn't know what you know now. And if we were to rate Skinny Pop now, that would probably be an element of your rating.
You would say,
"But look, yeah," and you would play it straight.
I would play it straight.
That was then, and this is now.
I know, but I feel like this. Look, I know the Skinny Pop people were devastated when they heard that episode. I understand that
they were really hurt. They're gentle folk, and they're trying to do good. And yeah. we basically screamed at them and yelled at them.
Oh, we put their nuts in a vise, and I don't feel good about it. You know, at the time I was like, oh, these people have it coming. You know, but now looking back on it, I'm like, geez. You know, maybe the enhanced interrogation thing went a little far. You know, we were just trying to save the planet. We were just trying to keep people safe. And what happened? We went a little too far.
Well, we were wrong as always. Like, we're more 90% of the time we're wrong, but not when it comes to the snack game. We're not. Like, when our opinions, the things we say, most of the time wrong. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to the snack game, you know, we play it straight.
You
played it straight. I know that those people have probably sworn off this podcast and they won't hear your mea culpa. But, you know, listen, you're playing it straight right now. You're saying, I got added information that I didn't know at the time.
Yeah.
I didn't know at the time. I did not know that you could change an election by just saying it didn't happen with the electors. I didn't know it.
Like, now we know.
My guy gave me... Trumpy, right? He gave some info that I think most people, since this country's been formed, didn't know.
Right.
Right? And so now you have added information. You can just say each state has electors that can say, nah, I don't want that.
Right, we'll send our own.
That's new. That's a new thing. You live and learn.
Live and learn. Now, look, I will say in my defense, subsequently, have I gone to the snack aisle?
Did you say subsequently? It's subsequently.
Yeah, subsequently. What?
You're saying, just, and I want you to get to your point, but to be clear, you're saying subsequently.
Yeah. Subsequently.
Yeah, so it's subsequently. Like underneath the quently.
Oh, that doesn't make sense. In summation, subsequently,
right.
I've been going
now you said sequentially.
What? Subsequently. Subsequently.
Yeah. It's not subsequently.
Well, thank you for corrupting me. It is. You're right. I said it wrong.
For corrupting. For what? Thank you for what? Did you say?
Corrupting me.
Correcting you. Thank you for correcting you.
What do you think I said?
You said. I'm pretty sure you said.
Thank you for corrupting me.
Right. So you're saying. Thank you for correcting
me. Let me just make my point, all right?
Okay, but subsequently.
I have not gone to the grocery store and picked up a bag of Skinny Pop popcorn trying to replicate my Orville Redenbacher experience at home. So, I mean, maybe that says something.
What does it say?
That I still don't want Skinny Pop popcorn.
I see. Right.
You know?
So maybe you weren't too far off. You're like, look, if I'm going to like sit and have a crap snack, I'm just going to make the crap snack myself rather than spending all this money on other people on crap snack.
Now, let me tell you something that I've learned in subsequent popping sessions as I've been making this popcorn. All right. For a while, what I was doing was, you know, I'd take the pot out, put a little Wesson oil in it, put the popcorn in it, put the lid on, and just listen to it pop. Yep. Terrific. That's a terrific experience. Just aesthetically speaking, that's a terrific experience. You just, I love to listen to the kernels. Love it. Then I had the bright idea, Michael, because, you know, I was sort of doing it like this. I was sort of doing it as a podcast, you know, I was just listening to it. But then I realized I have a glass lid that I could put on top of the pot. Oh, I could watch it. I could watch it pop.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
So I put the glass lid on.
Yeah. And I watched that thing through the glass.
God, is that satisfying.
So Josh Randall, you remember Josh Randall?
Love Josh Randall.
So Josh Randall and I, one time,
we should tell the people who he is because they may not remember. Dr. Mike from Ed.
Yeah, Josh Randall, a friend of ours.
Also, Josh Randall, pilot episode of Ozark.
Yeah, and a terrific performance.
Terrific performance. But don't you think that guy's got to be so angry? He's like, fucking Ozark took off. They kill me in the first episode.
Yeah, and fuck Ozark. I stopped watching Ozark. I'm like, where's Randall? He's the best thing about this thing. I got to watch Laura Linney, Jason Bateman. Where's Josh Randall? He's your partner. Bring him back. He did actually come back. Anyway,
yeah, he did a few flashbacks.
So Josh and I in Los Angeles, before there was a Krispy Kreme donut in Los Angeles. Los Angeles.
Los Angeles. Los Angeles.
So what did I say?
You said that. It sounded like you were saying Los Angeles. Los Angeles.
I don't think so. Right, I know the fucking place. Okay. So we're in Los Angeles, and he and I are on a street corner, and we got a burrito because we just played hoops, and it's sun's going down. And I says, I would like a Krispy Kreme donut right now.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because you want to listen to that popcorn. I wanted a Krispy Kreme donut. And Josh goes, they don't have that chain in L.A. yet. They didn't yet.
Mm-hmm.
And Josh says, I know there's one in Las Vegas.
I know where this story's going.
So we go across the street from the burrito stand to Big Five Sports because we just played basketball, so we're sweaty.
Yeah.
And we look like Army issue. I'm in blue, he's in gray, matching sweats. So that's a great look right there.
Sure.
Blue top, blue sweats, and gray top, gray sweats.
Yeah, you look like Civil War basketball reenactors.
Exactly right. So we pop in the car and we drive to Vegas.
Yep.
And then, you know, we that was about 9 o'clock that we left. So we get into Vegas in the quite early morning, and then we just, you know, we do Vegas stuff till the sun comes up. And then, because Krispy Kreme's closed, and then we're the first guys at the Krispy Kreme and it's not open yet.
Mm-hmm.
And we got our noses and our fingers pressed to the glass. And this is the glass as we watch them start the baking process for the Krispy Kreme. And you can see it happen. They've got like a what is that thing you have?
A window.
A window, no, but at the airport where you put your bags,
a window.
Conveyor belt. They have a conveyor belt, and you can see the donuts twisting and coming out on the conveyor belt, and you can smell them. I don't know how the smell gets through the glass, but maybe that works that way for your popcorn. And at 7 o'clock when you haven't slept, and there's the thing that you came for happening, Michael. I mean, if you're a snack guy and you're going to pick up freshly made snacks, we go in there. You are, and we buy a 24 spot. Mm-hmm. 24 box of Krispy Kreme, and from the Krispy Kreme, we get back on the highway. We drive through the desert on the way to Los Angeles because Josh has to work at 12:30. and so we do, and it's the best, right? And it's also amazing, you know, the curve of it being best to maybe not the best when it's the only food you have in the car.
Sure. Probably goes from best to worst pretty soon, pretty quick.
After about four donuts, you're going to like, you know, I don't need another donut.
Yeah, but you're going to get through them all, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. By the time I got back to my spot, to my shack down there in Marina Del Rey, all the donuts were gone. And
none
of us felt so good.
Assorted flavor or just the, you know, just the classic?
We went classic. Yeah. We went 12 classic. What we came for. We drove to Vegas from LA for this thing. Yeah. So that's the thing, like the anticipation, like watching through the glass. You know, that's your popcorn thing right there. What's interesting about today is I like the fact that you're like, you know, this is a popcorn sojourn. You know, it's a journey you're on. Because, folks, today we're going to continue Michael's journey. And you're going to continue it with Michael. And I'm glad to have you along. This is Mates, by the way.
Mike and Tom eat snacks.
Mike and Tom eat snacks.
Mike and Tom eat snacks with my good friend Michael Ian Black.
Hey, good friend Tom.
Hey, there he is. Yeah, Tom, what?
Tom.
Yeah. What? Is the last bit? Kavanaugh.
Kavanaugh.
What? Kavanaugh.
What? Yeah. Kavanaugh? Have I been getting it wrong?
I hope not, because we've been doing this for a decade.
B-A-B-B-I-N-A-W.
That's Kavanaugh. The one. So today we have on Mike and Tom Eat Snacks, we're going to use our PER system. Oh, I'm so sorry. Maybe this is the first podcast for some of you.
Hard to believe that there's people left
just
out
chomping
there
it down.
All right, but okay. I'll entertain your little
it's
fantasy.
It's a big earth. What? It's a big earth, and many dystopia stories are told about, we never knew that group of people was there at this part of the earth. Maybe they're just now getting mates.
It's a comedy podcast. It's a bit. Is that the PER system? You don't know what it is. Okay, pick a snack. Eat a snack.
Rate a snack. That's what we do. We pick a snack, we eat the snack, we rate the snack. One snack per week. And today we have for you Angie's Simply Delicious Boom Boom Chicka Pop Sea Salt Popcorn. Boom Boom Lends itself to the thing. boom, 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 boom,
Stormtroopers hitting the ground. All
right, mateys, take a knee. We'll be right back.
Boom chicka pop.
So here's one of my favorite things about this pop package, because I think they've done a great job with the package. They've come right out. Skinny Pop also, by the way. Skinny Pop right there, right?
Yeah.
And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, they've got some popcorn graphic on there.
Yep.
These guys don't, but they have an inviting, pleasantly colored scheme. What would you call that, Michael? Is that sort of a neon yellow or a bright yellow or a lime yellow?
I want to say it's puce. What color is puce?
Ooh. What color is puce, he asked me. Puce well, don't color. Need to know that to let people through this gate.
Oh, no. I'm thinking of chartreuse. That's what I'm thinking
of. Is puce green?
Puce is sort of a pink, I think.
Okay.
Well, this is a chartreuse, and puce is sort of, it's more of a pink.
All right. Well, there's a pink writing for boom chicken.
Yeah.
And they've done it in massive letters. You can't miss it. I've seen this in the grocery store constantly. It just says one line, boom, which I love that. Mm-hmm. Second line, chicka, C-H-I-C-K-A, and last line, pop. And you infer, right? Like, even without seeing below it in green letters, they've written sea salt popcorn. You just boom, chicka, pop. That's probably what I think it is. And it is. Now, going a little bit further, I love a circular logo. They've got like the circular logo with Angie's written across. Like that very much. I think their graphic team is terrific. Here's my favorite part of the little thing they've done, where you have to open the thing. They have a little arrow and it says nom nom now. Like nom nom. Like now is time to eat. Nom nom. Nom nom now. And I like that. I'm it's a happy package.
Very happy package. I would agree with that. You know, here's something I don't like. You know, not to bring it down, but I'm going to bring it down a little.
No, bring it down. Like, you got to play it straight.
Well, here's something that just bugs me in general. Okay?
Uh-huh.
About companies.
Kindness?
Well, yeah, sure. That. About companies in general. I don't need to hear your whole story. I don't want your whole biography. I don't need to know, you know, your homespun tale. Just give me a good product. Back when Dan and I first started popping popcorn in our garage in Mankato, Minnesota, why the fuck are you popping popcorn in your garage and not in your kitchen? Who goes out to their garage to pop popcorn? The hell is that?
It's a hell of a point right there. And what's interesting is you bring that up, and we by the way, Michael and I never rehearse anything. We never know what we're going to say, but Michael knows that we have not had this conversation, and this is not the first time that I have looked at that and gone, there's two things. I like Mankato, Minnesota. I like that reference, or Mankato, as you said it.
Mankato, come on.
Mankato? Anyway, yeah. Listen, it says Minnesota. I'm like, great. Like, they're practically Canadian. Yeah. They like hockey. So I'm like, okay, Minnesota, I'm happy for that. But the thing that went through my head is like, when we first started popping popcorn in our garage, didn't you have a test run with your popcorn on your stove?
That seems like the place where you do it. Maybe you get an air popper. You put it on the kitchen counter.
Yep.
The hell are you doing? Honey, let's go out to the garage and make some popcorn. The hell are you thinking?
Well, here's what they were thinking. They wanted to teach their kids the value of hard work. I'm not popping it. You kids pop it and have a little fun along the way. But you
first
can
of all,
snack
popping
while you eat
popcorn
it.
Is not hard work. Let's set our terms a little bit. When it comes to hard work, popping popcorn, pretty far down on the list.
Sure. Building a fence, hard work.
Hard work. Clearing brush, hard work.
Hard work. Stacking the timber, hard
Absolutely.
Work.
Yeah.
Popping that, popcorn.
Scraping the paint off the window frames, you know, because it's
cleaning
got
the
lead
gutters.
In it.
Cleaning the gutters.
Absolutely.
Painting your house.
Hard work.
Hard work.
Popping
hard
popcorn,
work.
Not hard
so
work.
Much.
Really not hard work at all. So, okay, you know, it's a quibble. It's a quibble. You know, I get it. You know, they're trying to be homespun. You know, XO, this is from Angie. This is how we started our company. Okay, fine.
Well, I like that, though. I mean, part of me hopes that Angie doesn't know any better.
No,
she's
she
like,
doesn't.
Oh, I'm just going to tell them a little bit about myself and then sign it Angie. Although her signature is so deft that I worry that it's all an act.
It, you know.
If it had been a little more of a childish scrawl, I'd have been like, of course you're going to your garage, right? But this, Angie's like, look at me. You know, like, that's, she's not missing a beat with that signature. Look at the G, Michael. You know? The A and the G, like, it's just, it's very artistic and it worries me.
Right?
I wonder if the kids are reading that thing going like, yeah, okay, Mom. Yeah, you're teaching us the value of hard work with the popcorn pocketing. Oh, okay.
Okay,
you're
Mom.
Putting that on the package?
Yeah. All right.
But one more thing, Michael, while we're at it, while we're like going back and forth and like, you know, pros and cons, look at these ingredients. Popcorn, sunflower oil, sea salt.
Terrific.
I mean, terrific. Right?
Yeah,
terrific.
No problem.
The dog loves it. I love it.
Everybody
it's
loves
just,
it.
Like, it's what you're saying about your, it's what you're doing every night on your stove. Your
same exact thing. With the,
yeah.
So yeah. I guess I'm expecting it to taste the same. There's a little thing on the bottom here. It says kids safety. Now you wouldn't think that a bag of popcorn would need a kids safety label, but it's got one. While popcorn is a delicious snacking choice, it is never recommended for infants or toddlers as the popped kernels can pose a choking threat to their safety. All right.
That's right. That's Raul and legal.
Yeah, that's Raul and legal.
Like, let's cover ourselves, please. Let's put a thing. I don't want to put that on. Like, nope.
That's
Raul and legal. I'm opening it up at the nom nom now.
That's where I'm.
And it opens it. Well. And it smells good. So here's what I'm curious about. You're doing the exact same thing. The only difference is, are you using sunflower oil?
I'm using Wesson vegetable oil, so whatever.
Okay,
that is.
So maybe that's what needs to happen.
Maybe. I mean,
I don't know. Smells all right.
Smells fine. You know.
I'm going in. I've got the bag open. What's
next?
I'm
taking a handful.
Uh huh.
And I will say, like, as far as popcorn goes, it looks good. It's, you know, it looks perfectly popped. Mm-hmm. You know, popcorn as just as a snack vehicle is aesthetically really pleasing. You know, it's like snowflakes. No two pieces of popcorn are going to be the same. Each one's a little bit different, and you like that. You like that about popcorn. Now look,
sure.
When it comes to an Oreo, I want every fucking Oreo to be exactly the same. Don't fuck with me with my Oreos. I want
when
them to be
to a,
clones.
When it comes to a fucking Oreo,
when it comes
I,
to
my
a,
fu- I want my fucking Oreo to be the fucking
Oreo
same. Every
be the,
fucking Oreo, but I'm gonna take a fucking Louisville Slugger to your fucking head.
That's right.
If the fucking Oreo differs.
But with the kernel of popcorn, kid, I want each one to be as individual as you or I. Now you've already gone through a handful already. I mean,
well, you were talking. So what else was there?
I want to know how you're feeling about it.
I like it. I like it instantly better than the Skinny Pop, and I know why.
Okay.
Boom Chicka Pop is using, the dog likes it.
Mm-hmm.
I love dogs. Boom Chicka Pop is using more salt. I'm going to guarantee you Boom Chicka Pop is just using slightly more salt. Thoughts?
It's fine.
Okay, but what do you think about the salt quotient? Because I remember that was a sticking point for me with the Skinny Pop. I'm like, I just want 10-20% more salt. Let me go further. When you pull your popcorn from the bottom of your pot, where the oil has been, where the salt has stuck,
yes.
Do you ever take the in your hand a few kernels of popcorn and rub them on that bottom?
No.
Okay. You don't do that?
No, I'll tell you why.
What?
Very specific reason why I don't.
Uh-huh.
Because what I do is, when I'm done with the pot, when the pot is popped, I dump the pot into a little bowl. And then I take the bowl into the other room. And then I eat the whole bowl in the room. There's no more popcorn to dip in the oil and the salt.
Well, I think what I'm getting at is the consistency of the coating is better than in the Skinny Pop.
Yeah.
And we're not here to compare. We're just going to play it straight with the Boom Chicka Pop, but they're both popcorn, and this is what I'm finding. As I take each bite, I'm like, it's satisfying.
I mean, look, I think I feel similar about Skinny Pop as I do with this. It's like, I just think I'm not a bagged popcorn guy. I think when push comes to shove,
yeah,
and you hold a bag of popcorn in my face, I'm going to say, get the fuck out of here with that bag of popcorn.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Get that fucking bag of popcorn out of my fucking face.
You know? What are you going to say? Hey, here's a bag of popcorn, Michael.
Get that fucking bag of popcorn out of my fucking face.
Here we are at the Queen's Jubilee.
Get that fucking popcorn out of my fucking face.
You
know? Yeah. You give me popcorn in a tin, all bets are off. You give me a Chicago-sized tin of popcorn separated into quadrants. I got the regular popcorn. I got the cheese popcorn. I got the caramel pop. Fuck you. We're going to go to town on that. You know? Uh-huh.
You like that.
My dick's going in that, okay?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I know.
I'm just going nuts. I'm going crazy with that thing.
Yeah, you're going crazy. Well, is that a Ginelli or no?
Well, it's not a Ginelli. I got a can of Diet Coke. I did not Ginelli it.
Okay.
Popcorn was full.
I agree with you. I'm not a bag popcorn guy. Unless. Let me paint you a picture. We're going through the bowels of MSG.
Mm-hmm.
Madison Square Garden.
I know it.
The Mecca. And you see one of those like giant clear plastic bags. Like giant. I'm talking like a garbage size bag.
Tom Thumb sized.
Even bigger.
Wow.
Even bigger. Of popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're just like, well, wait, show's done. We got this popcorn, but we, you know, that popcorn, that's a bag of popcorn I won't refuse.
Somebody offering you a giant bag of popcorn?
Yep.
Like a 4 foot tall bag of popcorn.
Yes.
Somebody's given you that in the past. Uh-huh. Nobody's ever given me that kind of popcorn bag.
I'm not swearing at them like you.
You're dragging it home with you? You're taking, fuck, yeah, I'll take that bag of popcorn.
Not to my house.
Where are you going?
I'm going to go to a buddy's place.
Okay.
That's a great entrance.
Yeah. I'm here.
Say it's you and you're going to Clooney's spot.
Right.
Right?
Oh, Clooney.
You know Clooney. Clooney's got the motorcycle. Oh, he likes a good practical joke.
Clooney's going to laugh his ass off when you walk in with, oh, he loves it.
But then the thing I've got worked out is I got like a little like, you know, I always carry the jackknife in the pocket, right?
Yeah.
And you walk through Clooney's door, and as you walk in, so he's killing himself at the big bag of popcorn.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you're just doing this. You're going like, what? Right, My shoes? What? You're just, ha ha, that makes him laugh even more.
Yeah, yeah.
Loves a good joke. Yeah. Loves a good prank. Then you cross his foyer. Got a huge foyer, right, Clooney? And
Clooney's foyer is as big as most people's house.
I
don't know if you've ever seen Clooney's foyer. I don't know how many people listening have ever seen Clooney's foyer. It's
maybe
fucking
half.
Half, probably.
Yeah, probably half. It's huge.
Yeah.
It's huge. Because if you're George, you have to make a decision who you're going to let into the inner sanctum.
Right.
And you don't want to be rude in a small foyer when it's clear that they're not passing muster.
Yeah,
and
they're not
going
any further.
They're not going into the threat. They're not clearing the threshold. Mm-hmm. But if you've got a huge foyer, you know, a couple of benches.
Yeah,
hey,
yeah.
Let's sit right down here and take a look at what you wrote.
Right. Let's have an espresso.
Yeah. I'll bring an espresso out. I'll get Danny to bring the espressos out to us. And we'll just sit right here. It's nice. It's airy. It's a big foyer. It's a big freaking foyer.
It's huge.
It's as big as my house. You know, so what you do is you snip a little corner of the bag.
Yes.
And you walk in. And as you walk in, there's little trails like Hansel and Gretel popcorn trails. Clooney right now is...
He's
can't
dying.
Believe it.
He's
and you're
dying.
All the whole time, all you're doing is like, what? What? What?
Right.
Then a mall comes in. She's like, what with this pop? Like, that's then it's not funny.
Yeah,
George's like, I can't. George loves it. He loves a good joke.
Yeah, George loves it. Yeah. A mall, yeah, she's, you know.
Look.
He's like, who's going to clean up the popcorn? You're like, and everybody. you and George are like, what popcorn? You know, you guys are still having fun with it.
Right, I'm like, what? 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 Yeah, and it's like he's laughing at that, but he's got to also like, you know, that's his wife. And,
yeah,
you know,
like, honey, it's fine. I'll get up the dust devil, honey. Dust devil. It's going to be fine.
Yeah.
Look,
George has taken stabs at maturity, as have we all. But we know who he is.
Oh, yeah.
You know who he is.
That's one of the things I love about George. It's like he's the kid who refuses to grow up. Not in a dickish way. He's fine, you know. He's Peter Pan, you know. He's a great guy.
He's great. He hasn't let his fame get to him. He's great.
When was the last time you saw George?
Oh, God. Remember the shark hunting thing? And he was like, Michael, Tom, you guys go first. We're like, we didn't even think we were going to go in the cages. Remember?
No.
And then he was like, go ahead.
I thought it was a bit. Like, literally up until we got into the cage, I was like, okay, you know, it's a bit.
Yeah.
Then I'm getting in the cage. I'm being lowered into shark-infested waters.
Yeah, yeah. When he's like, first off, he's shake, like, George, I don't know, the guy never sleeps. He shakes us, what was it, 6:30 in the morning?
Yeah.
We'd been in bed for 45 minutes, and he'd been up with us.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, we're at his, like, compound down there in Mexico.
I'm jet-lagged as fuck as well.
Yeah. At his compound in Mexico.
Yep.
The party's going off. Yeah. And then next thing you know, it feels like, you know, and he set you up, right? George set you up. He's like, you guys, if you stay in here, we're like, in here? This is like a castle.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, with big sweeping views of the ocean. We're like, this has got to be for, you know, you're thinking this has got to be for Matt or for, you know, like, well, this can't be for us.
Yeah.
Well, but sure enough, he's got us in there.
Well, Randy and Cindy were sleeping in the room next door.
Yeah. And we thought, are you sure?
Because you got Randy and Cindy over there. Oh, yeah, that's not for us, you know?
Remember when we poked our head out of the door and they poked theirs out? And we're like, hey, look, I don't know if we're supposed to. And they're like, they laughed. They were like, that's just George. I don't think they were happy to have us as neighbors.
No.
And I don't blame them, you know? But
we were loud and you were farting like crazy that night.
Well, he's feeding us all this like
Mexican
all this
food.
Crazy, yeah. All that crazy like spicy food.
Yeah,
and I'm not gonna turn that down.
No,
and you know me, I like the heat, and I don't handle the heat well.
That's right.
Like I like it.
You love it.
I'm the guy sweating like crazy and looking awful, and you know I like to eat it, but I don't handle it well.
Oh, no.
And I sure didn't handle it in the steamer in that big porcelain room, which by the way, also as big as my house.
Yep.
So we're just like, we're living the high life. We can't believe it's the life of Riley. And then we get shaken awake.
Yep.
And then it's like, boys, shark hunting. And we're like, oh, I don't know what this will be, but it'll be some kind of...
We drag ourselves out of bed.
And then I was actually even surprised to see us board the boat.
Yeah.
Because I thought shark hunting would be, I don't know what I thought, you know? Some card game or something. Mm-hmm. But no, there we are, boarding the boat. Mm-hmm. And then we're, you know... He's got like full breakfast and a thing on, and we're like coffees. We're starting to come to a little bit. It's just like, and none of it, I should point out, maybe this sounds like elitist and like, oh, fancy. None of it feels that way. Like it's just George and board shorts and like a button down thing with sleeves rolled up. And it just feels like completely normal. He somehow makes a boat laden with like, biscuits and bacon and eggs and coffee and people serving stuff up. He just
literally
makes
the
it
best
feel like
huevos rancheros I've ever had.
And that's why we're not concentrating. We're like, you know what? This is great. Mm-hmm. And we're just out there in the ocean. We don't really think, we're not really.
Nobody's
going,
thinking
we
shark.
Here for?
Nobody's no. thinking. That's the furthest thing from my
George.
Mind. That's George being
it's
George.
Just George.
Right.
It's just George. He's fantastic. And then we go down the steps to the back of the boat. Remember that thing? And then like, we hadn't been down that bit, you know, as we go down the steps to the back of the boat, wide open area.
See? And then what do you see?
Shark cages.
Shark cages.
I'm like, and then my stomach drops a little bit. I can't tell if it's the rancheros or what. And then like, you know, there's about what, 20 people gathered around in a semicircle.
Yeah.
And George goes, all right, Tom and Michael, you guys are up.
You're up.
What? But what can you do? Like, my head, I'm like, okay, all right, George. I'm not gonna let you win this easy. I'll play along.
Oh, of course.
See how far it goes.
We looked at each other like, you know, are we getting in the cage? And there was no question. Obviously, we're getting in the cage.
We're getting in the cage.
Nobody's backing out of the cage.
Right. And you get in the cage, right? And then they're like, hey, Michael, you want to take off your pants? Remember?
Yeah.
You're like, oh, right. And so you take off your pants. George has like a selection of like shorts for you to wear, like trunks.
Trunks.
Put those on.
I'd never even worn like a scuba thing. Like I didn't even, he's like, just breathe normal. I'm like, all right. You know, cause he says you're only going down about 10 feet. He's like, you don't need to be certified, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
You know.
I'm like, but isn't this not a thing where we're like, but there, you got guys like, I don't know if they're his pals, like really good looking guys, like model looking guys, hoisting the thing on your back, placing the thing on your mouth. You're kind of like, okay. And George is like, you're just going down 10 feet. And he's like, we're like, all right, I guess he wants to like, in my head, I'm thinking, is he just going to drive the boat away and then swing back?
Oh, yeah, he's going to give us a scare. It's
something
gonna be
like this,
yeah.
right? You know, and then like then you see like the fins,
and you look, yeah,
and you're like, he went to town. I don't know how he's doing this, but he went to town. We can't see the water, like the lights reflecting off the water. We can't really see in.
Yeah.
But I'm like, and he's like, are you boys ready? And we're like, I'm like, all right. So we get in the thing. The apparatus is, appears to be working, and they dunk us down there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there we are, and there's fucking sharks
everywhere,
like
everywhere.
Yeah, sharks,
and they're
everywhere.
You look up, the guys on the boat. Each one of these guys has got to be an Abercrombie and Fitch model when they're not captaining George's fucking boat.
Right,
but they're chumming the water above us. There's just guts. Falling
all
down,
this blood.
And the sharks are just going crazy.
Yeah. It's terrifying.
It's
right. It's absolutely 100% terrifying. And then George does this thing where he's got the chain on the top and he can pull the top out. Right? And he's like, you know, he got the earpieces, he's like, you guys want it, you can swim for it.
Right.
But we gotta go, and we're like, out of the cage, if you want, like, just George, if you want, you can swim through these blood-soaked waters
right.
to the top of the boat.
Right.
And by the way, not 10 feet,
not even close, probably 50.
Yeah, like we're down there.
It's starting
to get dark below you, you know. And remember the big shark came up from below and hit your cage, right? And
the sharks are going crazy for the cage. They think the chum is the cage. They think we're chum. Like that. It's not like they're ignoring the cage. They're bumping the cage. They're rocking the. I don't even know what kind of sharks these are. I want to say great white. I don't know if they were big fucking sharks. Big mouth just comes up, grabs the fucking one of the bars, chomps down on it. I screamed. Like I heard somebody screaming. Yeah. It took me 5 seconds to realize it was me.
It was you.
It was me screaming.
Yeah. No, it was. It was terrifying, and we're like 50 feet.
Right. And you know what I mean? You can swim for it if you want. Then the fucking top of the thing comes off.
And then he opens the top of the thing.
The thing.
And we're like, you know, the sharks is going to come right in here. Mm-hmm. One did, not too big on my thing.
Yeah.
So, of course, I'm out.
Yep.
You're out.
Yep.
We're both like going swimming like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Sharks are right to us, right? We both get clamped by one.
Yep.
George dives in the water and kills the sharks. And then the sharks eat each other, and he's like, that's how it goes. That's George is like, it's so funny. Like the sharks will just rip open. Like the biggest thing is the biggest shark, and they just kill the shark.
Yeah,
and they pull us to the water, and you know you're crying, and I'm screaming, and I'm something
I've
about
lawyer. I've got fucking lacerations. You know, I don't. It wasn't from a shark. It was from when I tried to swim out of the thing. The fucking cage was.
Yeah.
Jagged and it ripped open. I was bleeding. Like if George hadn't come down there and killed it, like I would have been chum at that point.
You've been killed. But the funny thing about it is George is like, remember that thing that you signed when you got into the thing that we said was like the book register?
Yeah.
Hey, welcome to the house. Everybody signs it.
Yeah.
No. Turns out that's like a disclaimer.
Oh yeah.
Like if we die in an accident, we signed away. Say, we're going to do this. And he's like, he shows us a little like, you know, selfie of the thing, and he is laughing.
He's laughing George, so hard.
He's like his whole thing is blood splattered, right?
He's
By the way, George didn't put on a wetsuit and dive down there. He had the board shorts and the button down.
George is free diving with a spear,
kills
the biggest fucking shark.
Rips it open with his bare hands so that all the guts of the shark go, and all the sharks attach to that. And
Eating
then
frenzy.
Yanks both of us by the crook of our necks, pulls us onto the boat. I'm screaming, Michael's crying, and George is laughing.
Laughing his ass off. Everybody's
so I don't
laughing.
Feel so bad about dropping popcorn all over his foyer.
Nah. Ratings?
Rating! You got a rate for one! You got a rate! Rate! Well, you know, we're sometimes it's hard to play it straight, but you play it straight. And one of the things that colors this particular snack is all the other options of this particular snack, which we have, Michael's homemade, Skinny Pop, And, you know, just like popcorn in a bag at MSG. My issue with Skinny Pop was quite simple. It was that I wasn't getting the satisfaction that I wanted to get from the salt factor. Now, this, to me, the coating, however the salt is blending in to the oil and then coating the kernel is quite good for bagged popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what this is up against. It's like having a Chips Ahoy chocolate chip cookie and then a homemade chocolate chip cookie. And the homemade chocolate chip cookie scores beyond category. And the Chips Ahoy does quite well for itself. I'm sure. I can't remember our rate. I can never remember our rate. I can remember anything that we did.
I don't remember. I don't think it did great.
Didn't it?
I don't think so.
Probably serviceable. But for that very reason, Boom Chickapop, I will say, is a very, very, very solid, healthy, as far as that goes, bag popcorn. Boom Chickapop, 6.5.
You put a bag of popcorn in my face. I'm going to say, get that fucking bag of popcorn out of my fucking face. Because that's just, it's just not my scene, man. And that's what I think I've come to learn. What I've really come to learn through Skinny Pop, through my adventures with Orville Redenbacher, and now through today. I do have a specific issue with, I think, bagged popcorn in general, and I think I've identified what it is. When I make the homemade popcorn, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The instructions are 1 tablespoon of popcorn, 3 tablespoons of popcorn. That's not what I do.
Wait, what? You said 1 tablespoon of popcorn, 3 tablespoons of popcorn.
3 tablespoons of popcorn, 1 tablespoon of oil.
Okay, that's
3 to 1.
Yeah. What do you do?
Subsequently, what I do is I take... I take 1 tablespoon of popcorn. I mean, 1 tablespoon of oil. 4 tablespoons of popcorn. Okay?
Oh, well, what? Uh-huh.
Less oil. I find I like it better. I feel like there's a little too much oil on the Boom Chickapop.
Interesting. The very thing that I like is the thing that you don't. That's the planet.
I know.
The world right there.
Isn't it?
Yes. Yes, I love that. I like it for this. You dislike it for this.
Yeah.
That's great.
I feel really good about it. And subsequently, I feel pretty good about rating Boom Chickapop 3. See you next week.
I'll see you next week.
Star Bands Audio, a podcast network.